sitting in a convenience store in Limerick, Ireland, southwest of Ireland, the place where I was born actually, the place that I drove to this morning from Cork in order to visit my mother, who's in a nursing home at the age of 90. So that's where I am. And I'm looking out onto the main street of Limerick, which is called O'Connell Street. I'm looking at my car and hoping that a traffic warden isn't going to come along, and saying to myself, well, look, if a traffic warden does come along, I'll nip out of here and I'll get into the car straight away, and that's how I'll avoid getting a parking ticket, because I can ill afford to get another parking ticket. I have enough parking tickets in my life to do me, so I'm giving up parking tickets as a way of life, in the same way that you might practice abstinence during Lent. So yeah, but giving up parking tickets, never struck me before this, but giving up parking tickets is a much more better preparation for resurrection than giving up sweets, or you know, giving up going to the cinema or something like that. Giving up, yes. Well, anyway, there we are. Here's a man. He's in black trousers and a white shirt. He's quite bulky and he's not carrying a machine, so he won't be. This is, as I said, this is the main street in Limerick. The next door to this place is a bookshop, which was founded as a initially as a fancy goods shop in 1902. Well, it was a fancy goods shop when my grandfather got the key money for it. He was given the money. This is a story in the family. My grandfather, who worked in a department store and was, I think, a haberdashery man, he was given the money to key money. And he moved into this small store, and it also was my father would have been only 4 years of age at this stage, but they lived in this bookshop, or below the bookshop, or above the bookshop. I think it was above the bookshop. All his life. And here comes an ambulance, a yellow ambulance that sometimes at a distance can look like it's a police store. But anyway, there's this bookshop next door, which is now owned by one of my brothers, and it's called O'Mahony's Bookshop, and it is perhaps the second oldest independent, well, certainly second oldest family bookstore in Ireland, and would have the biggest range of books apart from Hodges Figgis in Dublin, which, if I remember rightly, is on Dawson Street, right down from Stephen's Green. So I've just had a egg and bacon sandwich. It's way past, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's way past lunchtime. And I am shortly going to see my mother, but I have I've been having a nice relaxing time. Just received some bad news in relation to my camera, the lens of my camera. It's an SLR, it's a Canon SLR, which I hadn't used for about 4 years before I went on holidays this summer. That lens, which is a zoom lens from 18 to 55, I think, perhaps 70, no more than that. That zoom lens is kaput, the automatic, well, I'm not sure, there could be several things wrong with it, but I'm now faced with what kind of a lens I'm going to buy, and given that I'm not a big, take proper photographs, I'm a snapper out of using an iPhone, I'm wondering what I'm prepared to invest in a lens. And I'm actually also wondering, can I get a second-hand lens? The one that I concluded was the most suitable for me in Whelan's Cameras on O'Connell Street and I do know the owner, was a lens costing €499. And to be honest, I don't think I'm good enough for a lens that costs €499. So my issue is, well, perhaps when I'm going to take photographs with the camera, I'm not intending to use the iPhone, which I do use for video. I have a camera, an SLR, that will take video, but I find that the iPhone video is terrifically good. I find it's better than the iPhone camera, but that's another story. But I have lost the track of myself now, but Whelan's camera shop showed me a new one. Well, I can't blame anybody else. They weren't trying a hard sell or anything like that. But I'm now saying to myself is, well, if I was going for a photo shoot, if you like, which is much too glamorous a word to use for what I do on a camera, I could rent one. I could rent a lens, couldn't I? There must be somewhere in Cork where I could rent a lens. And or I could perhaps borrow a lens from a very good friend of mine, Roger Overall, who was kind enough to lend me one recently, but he surely wouldn't lend me one of his really good lenses that, you know, in case, and he'd be crazy to lend me a really good one. In other words, I mean something that has a longer focal length than 50. I guess I'm a kind of wide-angle lens person, and I can think of places where I'd want to use a wide-angle lens. And I'm more somebody who would like to stand on one side of the street and take a headshot of somebody on the other side of the street. I really like portrait photography, and I think I could use wide-angle lens for kind of up-close barks of trees and bits of stone and, you know, idiosyncratic things like that. So that's really, I'm having to swallow hard and think, well, surely there's something you can do to recycle a lens like this. I can't surely put it in the bin. You know, this is a piece of fine technology. There's got to be another use for it. And if I have to put it in the bin, I think I'm going to get a screwdriver to it or something like that. I'm going to actually do what a young child would do. I'm going to break it in order to see how hard the glass is, or in order to find out what's on the inside. Since I'll never have another chance, I hope, to throw away a Canon lens. If anybody can think of a use for a Canon lens other than the one I'm thinking of doing, please let me know. I have been told that it wouldn't be worth the money to get it repaired, and I've had that opinion from more than one person. So I presume that a repair of the lens would be, at the very least, €200 or something like that. I suppose if it was repaired for €200, it would be a lot less expensive than buying myself a new one for €499. Which reminds me of the fact that my stance in relation to motor cars is never to buy a new one. And it's about similar to my stance in relation to golf clubs. I'd like to let other people take the depreciation. You know, I like everything depreciates, and motor cars depreciate at an alarming rate. I mean, I think after you've driven a car for 100 kilometers, well, or even less, and you can't sell it as new, the thing has gone down by at the very least 10%, even though it still has its guarantee. Maybe that's another thing I'd be very interested in. Are there other examples of things that are severely depreciated? Now, I know if you've got a very well-aged bottle of red wine and you open it and have a glass out of it, it's immediately depreciated by a fortune. In other words, nobody will buy a second-hand bottle of wine the day after. think you'd be lucky to get a fiver for a bottle of wine that might have cost you 100 euros the day before. So depreciation is a very important thing to take into account. And I kind of wonder if we take depreciation into account in our social relationships. Now, of course, there are some wines that go up in value as they age. They mature, they come into their own more and more as time goes by, and they begin, you know, being too tanniny to drink. And, you know, that, I suppose, is like some relationships. Some relationships can start off being quite tetchy, and over time they can become quite wonderful. But there are other relationships, aren't there, which start out being, you know, fairly good. Good, I'll say good. But over a period of time, they depreciate. And sometimes depreciate to the point where they have very little value left in them, and it's better to move on. Yeah, better to leave the second-hand motor car, which is as old as mine is. Better maybe to leave it. Anyway, I'm just happy to be able to do something which I used to do a lot of. I used to go out in the evening walking a dog. We had a lovely dog called Rocky. And I used to go out in the evening and record pieces of audio with the express intention of emptying my mind so that I could go to bed without anything on my mind. And I found that just letting the mind wander and just looking around and referring to, you know, the... Well, you couldn't see clouds, but if I look up here and I see over Limerick, I see some, is that cumulus or something like that? What are the names of the cloud formations? I don't know. Mackerel is one, isn't it? So I don't know if I'm looking up at a mackerel sky. I'm looking up at whatever names of the sky is. I've forgotten. You see, I'd be no good at crossword puzzles or at quiz nights in pubs. So I bought a book this morning. No, I didn't buy it. I was given it by my brother, the bookshop owner. Gave me a book about quizzes. So, right, so 15 minutes of... Oh no, it's 15:09 is the time, and I've consumed, if you like, or regurgitated 12 minutes and 59 seconds of audio, which has actually been very enjoyable. So this is what I would call, or other people have called before me, and I'd be lifting their words, a rambly boo. And it's such a long time since I've done a rambly boo anywhere. I've been doing a lot of, I was going to say boos over on Anchor, but they're called waves. But that has you very focused. The maximum length of time you can speak for is just 2 minutes. If you're starting off a conversation, and 1 minute if you're responding to somebody starting off a conversation. By the way, opening your mouth and speaking is called a wave over there. But I'm not here to advocate on behalf of Anchor at all. I'm really just thinking that on Periscope I had a lot of trouble recently where they lost or temporarily misplaced comments that people had put on a piece of live streaming that I'd done. Okay, enough, Paul. Now, get off your arse and pull up the chair, push it back in, get into the car and drive to see your mother. Yeah, no more procrastinating. The lady might actually be sleeping during the afternoon and you don't want to arrive while she's asleep. So, stop being inconsiderate and move now to my friends who are listening to this, whether it's on Audioboo or anywhere else on the internet. Thanks a million for listening. to people who've never heard me before, thanks a million for listening to, and for people who've been kind enough to give me one last listen before they never listen to me again, thank you very much too. Okay, Toodlepip from downtown Limerick in Ireland. Bye bye for now.
They took me from Australia.